Lift Him Up, June 4. Christ invites our confidence. Jesus said, "Follow me." The fall of our first parents broke the golden chain of implicit obedience of the human will to the divine. Obedience has no longer been deemed an absolute necessity. The human agents follow their own imaginations, which the Lord said of the inhabitants of the old world was evil, and that continually. The Lord Jesus declares, "I have kept my Father's commandments." How? As a man. "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." To the accusations of the Jews, he stood forth in his pure, virtuous, holy character and challenged them. "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" The world's Redeemer came not only to be a sacrifice for sin, but to be an example to man in all things. He was a teacher, such an educator as the world never saw or heard before. He spoke as one having authority, and yet he invites the confidence of all. The only begotten Son of the infinite God has, by his word, his practical example, left us a plain pattern which we are to copy. By his words, he has educated us to obey God, and by his own practice, he has showed us how we can obey God. This is the very work he wants every man to do, to obey God intelligently and by precept and example, teach others what they must do in order to be obedient children of God. Jesus has helped the whole world to an intelligent knowledge of his divine mission and work. He came to represent the character of the Father to our world, and as we study the life, the words, and works of Jesus Christ, we are helped in every way in the education of obedience to God. And as we copy the example he has given us, we are living epistles known and read of all men. We are the living human agencies to represent in character Jesus Christ to the world. Not only did Christ give explicit rules showing how we may become obedient children, but he showed us in his own life and character just how to do those things which are right and acceptable with God. So there is no excuse why we should not do those things which are pleasing in his sight. We are ever to be thankful that Jesus has proved to us by actual facts that man can keep the commandments of God, giving contradiction to Satan's falsehood that man cannot keep them. The great teacher came to our world to stand at the head of humanity, to thus elevate and sanctify humanity by his holy obedience to all of God's requirements, showing it is possible to obey all the commandments of God. He has demonstrated that a lifelong obedience is possible. Thus he gives men to the world, as the Father gave the Son, to exemplify in their life the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "Follow me."